Come on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you get aboard on a Tuesday. It is a playoff week. We got a lot to get to. All right, Devin Caney is going to join us 1 hour from now, our Eagles sideline reporter. We will hear what Nick Sirianni said to the morning show coming up in a little bit. We got to hear something Ron Jaworski said earlier in the show, earlier in the day on the morning show, because that was really interesting. Ross Tucker later, the final standings on Kiss the Baby. And, of course, you people, as we sit next to maybe the future head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. Good morning, Hugh Douglas.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. I'd like to say thank you to all the people that reached out to me about my coaching opportunity.
Well, is it an opportunity yet?
I haven't gotten a phone call.
Okay, yeah.
But I have a lot of people that are happy for me.
Right.
And they're pushing for me. But nothing has been, you know, etched in stone yet.
Okay.
We're still waiting for that phone call from Mr. Blank. I got some people calling now. I'm gonna make an effort.
Yeah,
make the push.
I did get a few messages yesterday. Like, wait, is Hugh going somewhere? Is he leaving? Is he gone? I'm like, I don't know. I mean, if he gets the job offer,
I'm out if I get this job
offer. Yeah, here's my hope before we get into everything today, Hugh, is that the Falcons do hear all this. I mean, Matt Ryan's a local guy. I mean, who Matt Ryan could be home or his family, right? I mean, he could be here in the area.
He could be
hearing this and saying, you know what? Might as well interview Hugh Douglas. What's the worst that happens?
Might as well,
right?
I know you got an interview minority anyway. Might as well let me be the one. Got it.
Well, I hadn't thought about it like that, but you're right about that.
I got to work these angles, man. Yeah. I got to get my foot in the door any way I possibly can.
All right. Well, Hugh, I think a lot of people out there would be surprised if you end up as the next head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. But the question now here is, are we going to be surprised if the Eagles go and win the Super Bowl after the regular season they had? All right, so we enter the playoffs now. The Eagles are the third seed in the NFC, right? We know they are not the favorite to win the Super Bowl. They're not. I mean, we could think they should be. We could want them to be. Hugh, they are not the favorite. Hugh Douglas, would you be surprised if this thing ends in a month and the Eagles go and win the Super Bowl again?
Very surprised. And I know people are going to be mad at me, but listen, I live in this thing called reality for the most part. For the most part, I live in reality. And when I think about the teams that you're going to be going up against, I like the Eagles. I like the talent that they have. And I like the fact that they are the defending Super Bowl champions. And I know a lot of people are going to call in, and that's going to be the first thing that they say. But I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask the fans out there the question. Mm. Okay, offensively, I don't know what the Eagles do. Like, we've already discussed and explained that in order for the Eagles to win the Super Bowl, it's probably going to be on the back of their defense.
Absolutely. We all know that.
Okay, so now I'm going to ask you a question going into this playoffs. And I'm going to make it broad, because I don't, you know, people get mad when you ask certain questions about the Eagles and, mm-hmm. you know, things of that nature. But I'm going to say, okay, when you talk about the teams that we're playing against or potentially playing against, what do they do well and offensively, and what do we do well offensively? Not that, I'll just leave it there. What do we do well offensively? What do we do well?
We score in the red zone, Hugh. Well, yeah, we're good in the red zone.
Okay, how many times have we gotten in the red zone and we've
not
been
enough,
successful doing
not
that?
Not enough. We don't turn the ball over much.
And Joe, when
turnovers,
we had this conversation,
in red zone. You know it.
When we had this conversation,
yeah.
You mentioned that. And I was like, touche, that was a good pull. But when I think about this team, and I think about the teams that you're playing against, probably outside the San Francisco 49ers. I haven't seen a whole lot of them play this year, but we know that the offense coordinator is very creative.
Oh, yeah.
We have not been consistent in any category the whole season. Now, we're a good football team, and I commend them for the season that they had under the heavy scrutiny of WIP and this great fan base that we have here. But the bottom line is this. We've out-talented, yeah, that's the word I'm going to use that today, out-talented people.
Head coaches do things like
that.
Yeah,
we have out-talented people. And the reality of what happened this weekend was this. I said something earlier in the year where I said something, it felt like this team was a little arrogant.
Mm.
Sunday showed me how arrogant they were. You went out there with a guy, a backup, that was playing with backups, Tanner McKee, threw the ball 40 times, Joe. 40 times. And he was under duress the whole game. And I know a lot of people, when they watch the game, say, oh, he played horrible. We see it differently. I saw a guy that was under duress the whole game. Not making excuse for anybody. That's just the way that I saw the game. We do not adjust well to other teams' deficiencies. We haven't done it all year long. You know, and now we got another team that's coming in here with a deficient defense that I don't know what to expect. So when you ask me, do I think that the Eagles are going to the Super Bowl. I'd be surprised if they made it. I would definitely be surprised if they made it.
Wow, surprised is the word there from you, Douglas. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, listen, I get it. I mean, I get your point, and they have not had a great regular season. It was fine. It was good. They won the division. It was not a great division. They won the division, and they clinched, and they got in and all that. But, Hugh, I tell you what, I would not be surprised if the Eagles go and win the Super Bowl again, because when you look at the playoff field right now in the NFC, I have a bunch of reasons. I'm not going to be surprised this team does it. This is one of the least, I would say, locked in, no doubt about it, top of a conference I can remember in either conference, right? Like, there's not the old guard sitting there that has been there over and over. The number one seed is the Seahawks. I respect them. I think they are the favorite for a reason going in. This group of Seattle Seahawks has done nothing. It's a young team. They've never done this, right? So you have number one, you have the Seahawks. Number two, the Chicago Bears. Maybe a historically weak number two seed. So the top, the teams above them in their own conference have never done anything. So you have that element to it. Number two, I know, and you hit on this, that the regular season was choppy, right? They don't do that many things great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they do share this trait with a lot of teams, though. You know who those teams are?
Ooh.
Defending champions, teams that win back-to-back championships, that second year always tends to be weird.
I totally agree.
Right? Like, look at the Los Angeles Dodgers in baseball this past year. Until September, they didn't look very good. Then they turned it on. You go to the Florida Panthers, right? They just won back-to-back cups. They were a middle-of-the-pack seed the second time, but they had that championship DNA about them. And I can think back, I mean, I remember LeBron's Heat team, the second time they won. They weren't as good as the first one in terms of regular season. The Warriors went from all-time good, then they fell off in the regular season, but won again in the playoffs. I mean, I go back to the 90s. The Yankees were historically great. Then they came back the next year. They won like 16 less games in the regular season. I think there is something, and I know we don't love this as fans. I think teams that win a championship, and last year's team was historically good in a lot of ways. The regular season's kind of boring.
No, I get that.
I think there might be another gear to this Eagles team that they haven't shown us yet.
I get that. But I don't – I guess where I'm at with the inconsistencies and the lack of scoring in the second half, I'm not that confident in thinking that they could make it all the way.
I hope they do.
Listen, I hope they do, because, like, I already made up my itinerary for California. I'm trying to go to the porn place.
Yeah, why you got
to? I'm just saying. I'm not going to watch. I just want to. It's an historic building, the Mitchell Brothers building. That's all I'm saying.
I thought they closed it.
They did, but I still want to see the building.
Oh, okay.
I just want to see the building where the magic was made.
Priorities, sir.
No, I'm just
order.
Saying. I want to. I want to be a part.
We're talking about the Eagles.
I just want to be a part of history and fellowshipping with this awesome Eagles fan base.
We have history here. They're going back to back.
Fellowship by going to the porn theater with you?
I'm just saying, I'm not the only one that's going. I'm pretty sure I can find a friend group that want to see the Mitchell Theater.
All right.
But the point that I'm making is this. I live in reality, and most of the teams that we're going to be playing outside of maybe if Carolina, if we get it happen to play here, which I doubt we do, they're scoring at least 30 to 40 points a clip. We're not doing that. That's an issue. 21 points, Joe. Yeah. And we are hoping that our defense can hold serve. That's a lot of pressure to put on the defense.
You know what? They're up for the pressure.
No, they are, definitely.
215-592-9494. I would not be surprised if the Eagles win the Super Bowl again. Now, it's going to be a difficult path to get there, and they're going to have to win a lot of tight games. I don't anticipate blowouts like we got last year, but I would not be surprised. Championship teams that go back-to-back, that regular season the next year is typically not as good. It is not as smooth. I think there's something to a little bit of a hangover, a little bit of a, yeah, this is kind of boring, it's the regular season. Look, the Chiefs won back-to-back Super Bowls recently, right? That second year, the 2023 Chiefs were not great during the season. In fact, that Chiefs team, very similar to this Eagles team, in that their defense led the way, mediocre offense, they got in as a three seed, and away they went. I saw it with the Chiefs. I saw it with the Florida Panthers. I saw it with the Yankees back in the day. Lakers, Warriors, Heat. I mean, we can go on and on. Teams that win, Dodgers this past year. Teams that win back-to-back championships. Typically it goes, wow, this is all-time great that first year. And that second year, it's like, I don't see it. And then they just turn it on. So I wouldn't be surprised if they did it. The NFC, it's the Seahawks and the Bears. I respect those teams, but they collectively have accomplished nothing together, and those are the two teams above the Eagles. They have Vic Fangio and a defense I could count on. And then the other thing that I'm looking at, I know we haven't spent a lot of time on this. I think the AFC field is exceedingly weak. Whoever comes out of the AFC, ever, are you really scared of any of those teams? The Broncos are the one seed. The two seed are the Patriots. Again, a young team that hasn't done anything. Weak, weak schedule. The three seed are the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah, the Patriots benefited from their schedule.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, they're here.
Yeah, but like I think the NFC is going to win the Super Bowl. So to me, it's can the Eagles win three games to get to Santa Clara and then win it again? 215-592-9494. I know they're flawed. I know it's not perfect. I know that I have concerns about the quarterback getting into the postseason. But I had concerns last year. The Eagles, there's something about them that I trust them in big moments. And I wouldn't be surprised if they did this again. I mean, Hugh, you can never underestimate the heart of a champion. I've been trying to tell you that for a long time.
You can't. And I don't know anything about that because I never won anything. So for all y'all about
I didn't mean it like that.
Before you fire the salvos that I've never won anything, I'm going to say this. I'm closer to winning something than anybody else that's firing that salvo at me because I actually played the game.
Well, so I'm not going to fire that salvo, petty. But
I'm being petty today.
I can speak for the entire audience when I say it.
The reality of it is this. We have been anemic in the second half. Where does anybody feel comfortable knowing that stat line going into the playoffs, knowing that if we get 13 points in the first half, that's probably the ceiling for us?
No, it's a new season, Hugh. It's
okay,
the postseason.
I hear you.
And I don't think you do.
What has happened? What has transpired in the last couple of days that makes you think it's going to be that different just because it's the postseason? Are we going to turn the switch on? Listen.
No, I'm not impressed with the NFC field. I think there's two teams that are above the Eagles in terms of I'd be worried about playing them: the Rams and the Seahawks.
No, and I get the playoff scenario.
They could play each other next round, which means we got to. I really think there's a chance that the Eagles' path to winning another Super Bowl, go back to back, is simply winning one game, and that's the NFC title game. If they can find a way,
if they can get there.
Well, if they can get there, but I think their toughest opponent, if the bracket plays out the way I think it's going to be, is whoever comes out of Seattle, Los Angeles. If they could win that game, they're going to be the favorite in the Super Bowl. They'll be favored over the Broncos. They'll be favored over the Patriots or the Jaguars or whoever. 215-592-9494. I would not be surprised if the Eagles go back-to-back and they turn it on here in the postseason. All right, let's hear Jordan Mailata last night. Mailata show on WIP talking about doesn't matter who they play. They're coming to Philadelphia this weekend.
What's going through your mind there in terms of knowing your opponent, knowing the difference between the two seed, the three seed, two home
games? It doesn't matter. Can I be honest? It doesn't matter who we play, man. I mean, they got to come here in Philly. They got to come to Philly. Regardless who it was going to be, they got to come to Philly. And that's hard in January. Mm-hmm. So, for me, it's probably why I didn't care as much during the game. One, to pay respect to the guys who were playing, who were starting. You know, if I had to go in, I'd go in. But two, I don't care who we play. I'm taking us every day of the week.
See? Doesn't care who they play.
As he's supposed to.
Taking them every day of the week.
As you're supposed to. Mm. As you're supposed to. But when I look at it, there are some things that concern me. Now, I'm a diehard Eagle. Bleed Eagle Green, no question about that. But we haven't scored in the second half. We have a coaching staff that's so arrogant that they didn't take the points in the game. And I understand regular season, postseason.
Yeah, I can't take what happened this past Sunday.
I can.
I mean, it was a preseason game.
I can.
They treat it like a preseason
game.
Well,
I can. You made a decision to start the backups right.
Yeah.
But you still had it within your power to win that football game. Is it safe to say that?
It did, but I don't think they tried to win the game.
No, but my point is this. Why not?
You could ask them. I don't know.
This is what makes me nervous. You feel like you're that good. You feel like that everybody else respects the fact that you're the defending Super Bowl champions, that you can just roll your helmet out there and they'll lay down. Didn't we do that against Chicago?
Yeah, but once they made the decision to not play the starters, they gave up. They told us they didn't care if they won.
Okay,
they told us.
But here's the thing, Joe. It's one thing to give up or say that I'm not playing the starters. It's a whole nother thing to go into a game and say I don't need to win.
Well, but aren't you saying that by not playing your best players?
But, Joe, my thing is this. If you believe, if the starters, like we talked to Dave Spidell, right? Dave said we're looking for the future Philadelphia Eagle players that can contribute to the team.
That's a preseason game.
So, Joe, no, it's not.
If you're looking for the future, it's not real.
It's a preseason game, Joe. Okay, I give you that. For the sake of this argument, I'll say preseason game. But you still going to the preseason game trying to win, don't you? Like, yes, yes. Come on, fellas. Now, listen. You're going to make me stand up on this one because that's ridiculous.
You won't.
I get your point, but I can't.
It's ridiculous for you to even sit there and say that.
I get your point, but I can't be up or down on them based on Eagles Commanders with Josh Johnson versus Tanner McKee.
Tell that to the fans that were out there the cold. Rooting for this team, and they gave up like that.
It was a bye week.
We can't even pretend to be upset.
Yeah, it was
a
bye week. We just watched.
It was not.
It was. They treated it like one.
We could have had the number two seed.
And they chose not to get it.
You're losing me.
How am I losing you, Kyle? You went into that game, and you threw the ball 40 times.
They told you they didn't give a crap about that game. Why not playing anybody?
Look, there's a lot of reasons to not believe in Petullo or have concerns about Sirianni. I can't make this last game the one for me. They just won the Super Bowl last year with the head coach. I mean, like, I have a lot of issues with the head coach for a lot of years. They win a lot of football games. I'm looking at an NFC field where the top two teams are the Seahawks and Bears. They've done nothing in terms of collectively those two teams with this group in the postseason. Bears haven't been there in forever. Seahawks haven't been there in a while. So they're totally unproven. The AFC field is worse than the NFC field. Historically, there have been plenty of repeat champions that do not have great regular seasons following the great regular season of the first time. And then they turn it on at the end. We just saw it with the Dodgers last year. We just saw it with the Chiefs a couple years before that. This happens often. And as I tell Hugh all the time, you never underestimate the heart of a champion. This team's got a lot of championship DNA all over that field. Let's hear from Jason Kelsey. He knows a thing or two about playing at Super Bowls, and he feels like there's no team he trusts more entering the playoffs than the Eagles.
For me, it's whether the Philadelphia Eagles will be able to repeat as Super Bowl champions. I mean, listen, they're rolling on all fronts right now except offense, right? The offensive line, the running game needs to get going, but they're getting help. They're getting Lane Johnson back. Jalen Hurts is going to be running in the postseason. You've seen it time and time and again. He's the only quarterback actually with multiple 3+ touchdown runs in the postseason. He is a game changer and has been great when the stars have been the brightest. Cooper DeJean, this defense has been generationally great these last few weeks. They're great tacklers. They're great in space. They get after the quarterback. They do it all. I don't think that there's a team out there that I have more confidence in than the Philadelphia Eagles. And to top it off, they're going to be facing one of these West Coast teams traveling to the East Coast with a bunch of rest this week for a lot of these starters. I feel very confident for the Philadelphia Eagles coming in.
Now we're talking. Now we're talking.
Yeah, I hear it.
Now
you know what?
That's
a real Eagles Hall of Famer right there.
I knew I was trying to take it. But I hear him. I hear him. And he has every right to feel the way that he feels. I don't feel that, though.
I know. You're skeptical. Skeptical Douglas. All right. Would you be surprised?
And he's won. He's won a Super Bowl.
Would you be surprised if the Eagles won the Super Bowl? Kyle, what are you feeling as we're ratcheting this thing up now? It's playoff week.
So, I wouldn't be surprised. I also wouldn't be surprised if we lost Sunday.
Well, when you flip a coin.
You gave me all that grief, and that's what you come with.
No. Okay. You know what
I'm just saying, like, the amount of variance here with what can happen with this Eagles team is massive.
That's kind
of
where I'm at. Would you be surprised in this game in particular? However it played out, would you be surprised if we went into it up 21 and all of a sudden sputtered at the end?
No.
That's what I'm saying. There's a large spectrum.
But also, you're asking me if I would be surprised if the defending Super Bowl champs won the Super Bowl. Like, the answer should be no for everybody. Like, being in the tournament again, they didn't just sneak in, like, as some 7 seed or, like, you know, limp in like they did in 2023. They're the 3 seed. They did have a chance at the 2.
Yep.
I mean, if they would have just taken that game seriously, they probably are the 2 seed right now. Mm. I don't think there's a unit that I'm more confident in across the entire NFL in this postseason than the Eagles defense. And I think that's saying something.
They are playing well. I think they're the best defense in the
I mean, they might, like, it's them, Seattle, or Houston.
Seattle and Houston.
But in terms of, like, pedigree, like, they this defense just carried us to a Super Bowl last season. They just been there, done that. Like, this team has pedigree. And, you know, we joke all season about, you know, the offense playing possum and stuff. I don't think that's true, but I do think they have a little something for everybody, and that's going to be Hurts running the ball more. Like, Kelsey just brought that up, and that could change a lot for the offense. So, I mean, would I be surprised if they won the Super Bowl? No. I also wouldn't be surprised if they got eliminated Sunday.
Yeah, you know what it is? It's like, would you be surprised if I flipped a coin 4 times and I landed on heads 4 times in a row? I don't think that's crazy, right? You'd also wouldn't be surprised if the first one was tails. And right, that could happen. That's this postseason.
I had that one wrong. Not the best, but
it's the Texans and the Seahawks. Texans and Seahawks, right?
Dude, it's a pretty damn good defense in the playoffs.
The Broncos defense is up there too. Yeah. But again, been there, done that.
Also,
I get it, but I'm just saying, like, our strength is our defense.
And you do also have to consider that the Eagles' defense probably didn't become this defense till the second half of the season.
Absolutely.
So the way they're playing right now, you could argue, is the best unit in the league.
Also, they have beaten Josh Allen this year. They've beaten Patrick Mahomes this year. They've beaten Matthew Stafford this year.
They've been hella salty now.
I mean, guys, there's a chance the path to go win another Super Bowl involves Brock Purdy, Caleb Williams, Sam Darnold, and Bo Nix. I mean, we may have been done already playing the great quarterbacks of the NFL. So I feel like, again, I see all the reasons that Hugh has got some skepticism and would be surprised that they repeat. I'm just telling you right now, if we're in Santa Clara a month from now doing shows, I'm not going to be surprised.
Oh, I'm not. I'm going to be happy, too.
Well, I'm going to be thrilled. I mean, we know why you are. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. Chuck in Mount Airy. What's up, Chuck?
Yo, Jillio, what's the dealio?
Chuck, what's up, pal?
Cooch.
What's up, man? What's going on?
Hey, listen, until Atlanta hires somebody there, I'm going to refer to Hugh Douglas as Coach Douglas until all the vacancies are filled with the coaching spot.
I like that.
Yeah, ain't nobody called me yet, though, Chuck, but I appreciate the optimism.
Yeah, it's coming. The phone call's coming.
You got to speak it into existence.
I'm trying to, man.
Yeah, I mean, you got to believe it before you see it. That sort of thing. Listen, to get to business here, right? I thought it was appropriate to bring these stats up because we do have a Jordan Brand player that's the starting quarterback for our football team, right? So, and it relates to what Joe is talking about right now. So, in 1995, the Bulls went 72-10. 96, they went 69-18. 97, 62-20. Not too much of a drop off, but it was a decline. Every year, they still won the championship. What I'm trying to say is this, right? I agree wholeheartedly with Joe. This team right here has the pedigree to just turn it on in the playoffs, and nobody in the league scare me more than ourselves. And I'm going to tell you why, because the Rams, they're frauds. You're going to have a tough game on Saturday or Sunday, wherever they play. They're going to have a tough game against Carolina. Everybody's counting Carolina out. They're at home, and they got something to prove. And I know I'm saying Carolina's going to win, but they're going to have a more than a tougher game than what people think. And Green Bay is going to beat Chicago. So we're going to get the second seed on the back end. I'm telling you, man, the road is open for us to win this thing again. And the way you stop Brock Purdy and the 49ers offense, you stop Christian McCaffrey. And he doesn't have a play action to go to. You know, they're banged up. You know, they're limping to the finish line. And I'll take Vic Fangio over Kyle Shanahan any day. You know, if he can outcoach one of the greatest coaches ever in Andy Reid, you know, I won't bet against him going up against Shanahan. So, you know, I'm excited for Sunday. You know, I think that we got a little something on the back end when it comes to their offense. I think it is a little something to them holding their cards to the best and not showing their hand. And I think that, you know, our offense, we get to 27 points, which I think would be a 27-13 football game. Because once you stop McCaffrey, you know, now you can pin your ears back and get after Purdy, and he'll have those happy feet back there in the pocket. And we'll be going on to the next round.
If we get to 27, we got this thing. The Niners are not getting a 27 here.
Yo, listen to me. And listen, I'm telling you, Carolina can flip this tournament upside down if they knock off the Rams. Because that means that the Rams would be knocked off. We would get Carolina here the next week. And then, you know, the Seahawks, they would get the winner of
Packers.
What's that other game?
Packers.
The Packers.
Yep.
They would get the Packers.
Man,
you know what I mean?
Chuck,
so,
if we get the Panthers here next week, then we are going to the NFC title game. Chuck, man, good phone call. We appreciate you. You like that? You like being called coach?
Yeah, it's all right.
All right.
It's all right.
You don't expect us on the show to call you coach.
I'm not going
to
do that.
Come on now.
You guys are, you know.
Especially when we're yelling at you.
Yeah.
We're what?
No.
Well, I mean, you're trying to.
Difficult.
We're difficult.
Yeah, very difficult.
Now, there's one person who is difficult. It's not us. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls here. Would you be surprised if the Eagles go and win the Super Bowl again? The playoffs start this week. I wouldn't be surprised. I know the regular season was not great, but I would not be surprised. Hugh Wood, where do you come down? And did the Eagles actually get the best path through the NFC, even without the two seed? We'll discuss that next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.